And we're going to be ready to start our Bible study tonight, amen. I'm going to ask you to turn your Bible to St. Luke chapter 6 and we'll start at verse 20. And you have that, would you say amen? Excuse me. I want to talk about tonight the Beatitudes. Amen. So we was going to teach on last Wednesday, but we didn't make it last Wednesday. Chapter 6, and verse starting at verse 20. When you have it, would you say amen?
It's a little fly.
Men want to talk about again the Beatitudes. Beatitudes means to be happy, blessed, great joy, blessedness, spiritual well-being. Amen. It's all good. Amen. The Beatitudes. Amen. And Jesus was teaching the disciples of the Beatitudes. Amen. This is what he's like. He wants us to be the same way. Amen. Verse 20, we're going to start reading. And it said, and he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Verse 21, we're going to read on down. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Amen. He was just speaking some comforting things, amen, to his people. And this, if there's a time that God's people in this world need comfort, we really do need comfort. Amen.
Amen.
So, you know, when you look at your circumstances, look all around you, it's so good that the word of God is here for us. We can always, if we're accustomed to reading God's word, we can always go back and find something good and positive in the word of God. Amen. He said, blessed be the poor. And he said, the poor you're going to always have with you. Amen. That's what he told disciples, said, you're going to always have the poor with you. But he said, blessed be the poor. Amen. Blessed be the poor, for the kingdom, for yours is the kingdom of God. Amen. The poor don't have to pay anything for salvation. Amen. Say, blessed be the poor. You can have salvation, the kingdom of God. And God, take the poor, amen, and make the poor, he can make you rich. He can turn around and take away the poverty and turn it into a blessing. Amen. And it said, blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Amen. Sometimes, you know, you may even weep in this life. Amen. You may weep in your circumstances and everything, but God knows how to turn your mourning into some joy. Amen. The Bible says weeping may endure but a night, but joy shall come in the morning. Amen. You're not going to find joy or peace or none of these things in the world. The Bible said in the world you should have tribulation, but in me you should have peace. Amen. And the Lord is the Prince of Peace. Amen. And amen. And he will keep you in perfect peace whose minds are stayed upon him. Amen. So he said, blessed are the ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Amen. Amen. God knows how to turn your mourning into laughing. Amen. He knows how to put a smile on your face when the devil wants you to have a frown. He knows how to do all of that. Amen. Amen. He's so good. Amen. How many know God does all things well?
Amen.
You know, I was listening to somebody I was listening to today, and they were speaking about they were speaking about how we have situations in life when we go through different situations and we talk to the Lord about our situations. And then he said, but the thing about it, we forget what God has told us about our situation and we just continue to focus up on our situation. He said, we're supposed to look for God to change our situation. We're not just supposed to tell God about it, but supposed to look for God to change your situation. And if you look for God to change your situation, he will change it. Amen. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
And it says, blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company and shall reproach you and cast your name out as evil for the Son of Man's sake. And the Lord's letting you know, even when people separate themselves from your company, act like they don't want to be bothered with you. They got a group over here and a group over there, and you are excluded from the group. Amen. God said, blessed are you when men separate themselves from your company and shall reproach you. In other words, speak evil of you and say, and then cast your name out as evil, whether you haven't even did anything wrong. It say, for the Son of Man's sake, says he say, let it not be done for your own wrongdoing. Let it be done, amen, for the name of Jesus. Because people sometimes, when they don't understand Jesus, they don't understand the walk of Jesus, they begin to persecute. They can persecute you when they don't understand this walk. Amen. Amen. But amen, the Bible said, test not my anointing and do my prophets no harm. You know, God will fight for his anointed. Oh, yes, he will. He will fight for his anointing. I don't care. Amen. God will raise up and fight for his anointed. And yes, he will. Amen. Now, if you abide in him, his words abide in you, you can ask what you will, and the Lord say he will surely do it. I mean, we don't have to fear no evil because God is with us. Amen. The Bible said God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and power and of a sound mind. Something may come across your way, and the devil may want to torment you and cause you to be fearful, but the Bible said he that's made perfect in love has no fear. If you're perfect in your walk with God, you're not going to fear. Fear cannot dwell and stay among you, amen, because the spirit of God and fear just don't dwell in the same temple, amen. The Bible said fear has torment, amen, and the Bible said perfect love casts out all fear. That's why we have to be perfect in our love with God and with one another. We got to be real. We got to be, because no matter what weapon the devil's coming against you with, God said it will not prosper, amen. God knows how to speak peace to whatever your situation may be. Can somebody say amen? So it say, blessed are you when men shall hate you and separate yourself from your company. Down 20, verse 23, say, rejoice in that day. The Lord said, when this is going on, when people look like they, you know, maybe exclude you from their company because you don't do what they do, you don't act like they act, and they, you know, the Lord said, be happy. He didn't tell you to be sad. He said, be happy. Amen. In other words, put a big smile on your face. Amen. Get your strut really on. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. You know, it's so, what they say, it's so nice to be nice. It's so happy. Amen. The devil would like everybody to look like they've been dipped in lemon juice. Amen. Oh, yeah. He like, you like, let's dip your face down in there and make you frown. Amen. Amen. But God, amen, he will put a smile on your face, and the devil will try to knock that smile off, and God will put that smile back on. Amen. And then, you know, even I was thinking about when I left here Sunday, you know, just thanking God how I was feeling. I really was feeling pretty good. I thank God because he had miraculously came by and healed my body. Every day I was getting better and better. Then God let the saints nurture me back to health. Some of you just came and did all kind of stuff, this kind of help, nurturing the phone calls, texts and stuff, nurturing me back to health. And that encouraged me. Amen. And that made me feel good. Amen. And then when I left, I felt like we had an awesome service to be closed. It was, everybody looked like they was glad to, when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Everybody was coming, pressing their way, and I can feel everybody pretty much wanted to be here. They was glad to be here, especially we missed our other service. We just had an awesome time, and a few of us got something to eat together. And I just enjoyed myself because I had been in the house since about 4 days. 4 days. I was glad to be around, amen, the saints and people. I was glad, amen. And devil didn't like that, amen. He didn't like that, amen. That Monday, I stayed in because I wanted to use some wisdom to continue to get my system built up, because I know I have this week, I got a lot of running to do. Well, tomorrow, after I got to do something. But the Lord been giving me use wisdom. I've been taking, skipping, staying in some days and going out, taking care of my business and everything. But I just thank the Lord, amen. And the devil thought he was going to come and do and get stick his feet out to do something else to me. And all I did, you know, this was what you do too. The same thing that I'm telling you, you do it too. When you get, you have to watch as well as pray. Because as God, as he's blessing you and doing some things for you and encouraging you, lifting you up, amen, you got to just be, watch. You ain't got to walk around with no comprehension. You got to be alert, though, because the devil wants to smack that smile right off of your face. He won't come and do anything. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, this is the same. Last week, I was attacked with sickness and disease. This week, I was attacked some other ways. I said, Lord, and the Lord spoke to me. He said, just keep moving forward. Amen. God said, keep moving forward. And I that's what I was doing. Just kept moving forward. But if I had not talked to the Lord, somebody said, just a little talk with Jesus will make it everything to be all right. And when God say move forward, that's what he mean, move forward. You know, the Bible said that this battle is not yours, but the battle is the Lord. The Lord said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. God said, this ain't even about you. This is the enemy. This the devil. Glory to God, trying to distract. Amen. Before I even got here, the Lord let me listen to this message and said, no room from distraction. And the brother was given that how Jesus, amen. And, you know, he was trying to do the will of the Father, and the devil was throwing stuff in this way, trying to distract him. And I said, Lord, I don't know all what's why the devil is attacking, but the Lord let me know, because the anointing rests upon the ministry, and that's what the devil don't like. Amen. But the Lord said, this battle is not yours. Stand back and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. And the Lord, when he tell you to move, see, God got a word. I'm kind of maybe getting the kind of way from here, but I'm just really excited about the Lord. God got a word, amen, for you and your situation, whatever it is. If you go to God in prayer, he got something to say about your situation. And he wants you to not only hear, he wants you to do what he say do. And when he say do something, he watches over his word. He's not a man that he shall lie. We lie. We turn this way, turn that way. God is steady. If God spoke something to you, you can guarantee it is going to happen. Amen. It's going to happen just like he say. Somebody give God a praise. And I was telling somebody, I said, I don't know why. I said, why the devil want to last week try to attack me, try to come back this week in another way. I said, I see what it is. I said, he wants to distract me from doing what God wants me to do. But I am more determined that I'm going to do the will of God, because God is going before me. If God go before you, there's no weapon that's formed against you shall prosper. You can keep moving as long as you see God. Somebody give God a praise. How many know that you can keep doing whatever that you're going through? You can go through stuff that you thought you couldn't go through as long as you see God. Amen. Amen. And it said, rejoice in that day and leap for joy. He said, he didn't only say rejoice, verse 23. He didn't only say just rejoice when people come against you or things come against you. He said, rejoice in that day. And he said, not only rejoice, he said, I want you to leap for joy. I want you to be the hilarious with praise, so to speak. I want you to go to the extraordinary to give God a praise. Somebody give God a praise. Thank you, Lord. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy. And behold, your reward. The Bible said your reward is great in heaven. Amen. It's great in heaven. For in the like manner did the fathers unto the prophets. And in verse 24 it says, But woe unto you that are rich, for you have received your consolation. Now the Lord's not telling us we can't have money. He gives us some more money to have us. Amen. He's not telling us we can't have nice things. He wants us to have nice things. He said, but love of money is the root of all evil. That means if you love money more than you love him, put other things before you put him. That's what God is saying. Watch that. Amen. And that's when he said, but woe unto you that are rich, for ye have received your consolation. You have received your reward. Verse 25, it said, woe unto you that are full. Woe unto you that say, I have no need of the Lord. When he say the full, he not speak about physically full. It's like I have no room, no appetite for the things of God. I'm too full with this life. I'm too full with the cares of this world. I don't need nothing else. Anytime God say a woe, that's not good. A woe that means almost like destruction will come to you. It's like, woe. Somebody turn back, whoa. When somebody turn around and you tell somebody, say, whoa, get their attention. Then like, oh, what happened? Because you're like, something ain't about the right. Whoa. God's woes mean is serious. Woe unto you that are full, for ye shall hunger. He said, if you, in other words, fulfill the appetites of this flesh and that's all you feel, he said, you're going to starve spiritually. That's really what they're saying. You're going to starve spiritually. Because you are so full, there's no room for me. And you will starve on the inside. Your soul will starve. Can I get amen? Amen. Woe unto you that laugh now. you know, the first should be last and the last should be first. Sometimes people feel like they got the upper hand on everything and they just look like having a hilarious good time. And somebody over here don't have nothing. They mourning and barely making it and weeping and caring. That thing will be turned around. That's what God is saying. It's going to turn around. He ain't saying about it right. Nothing wrong with laughing. We won't laugh. Everything's supposed to stay in balance. But if you're doing all the laughing and you'll never weep, see, it's normal. It's a sowing and reaping thing. Every day is not going to be peachy keen. Every day is not like you, everything going well in your life. You're going to have days and stuff is not going well in your life. That's normal. You're going to have the sun and you're going to have the rain. You're going to have sickness and you're going to have health. You're going to have this and that and the other. But he's saying, woe be unto you when you think everything is hee-haw, 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 hee-haw. There come a time you will mourn, but you won't know how to handle it. And the ones that's mourning going to be laughing. Amen? So there's a season of mourning. There's a season of laughter. We all have our seasons. We're sitting here tonight, but we're all in different seasons in our life. This is a season outdoor. This is a winter season. We know that. And then after winter, amen, and then come the spring and then the summer. Amen. And even in our life, if the truth be told, if we all wanted to do a survey, and we wouldn't even put no name on it. And somebody say, you say, what season or year? And you're like, somebody may put winter. Somebody may put spring. Somebody may put, I don't know what season I'm in. And you get to the part where you don't know what season you're in. That means you're ready to go on one season or the other. You get ready, you're in transition, going from one season or the other. Amen. A winter season would be considered as a pretty rough time. Amen. A spring season would be an expectancy time that I'm. It's something, you know, like, you know, when spring grade comes, the birds is buzzing and you're looking outside. It's getting so, it's getting lighter. It's getting sun getting shiny. You feel like I'm ready to get, amen, my walk on. I'm ready to lose some weight. I'm ready to do this. I'm ready to get married. I'm ready to get excited about lobster. And summer is going on. Amen. No more coats and all that. Let's go on and get to go where you go without packing all that stuff. Amen. 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 So there's different seasons that we're in our life. And we can't all stay in the same season all the time. Because it's not healthy to stay in the same season all the time. Just like we don't like the rain. We don't want the snow. We don't want the rain. But if the truth be told, the winter is what killed the germs. Amen. So there's different seasons in our life. We're just teaching about that tonight, but he was just speaking about it. This is what this is actually saying. It's not like you can't laugh. It said, woe unto you that laugh now. That means now. It's all right to laugh now. But he's saying, in other words, don't get it twisted, for ye shall mourn and weep. Amen. Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you. Some people won't. And our flesh will love that, but you got to be realistic. Everybody's not going to speak well of you. I don't care if you're the nicest person there is. You would love to, even if they be big as the devil, they'll make something up on you or something. You ain't had to do nothing to them. Everybody's not going to speak well of you. So if you get twisted and get caught up into people, you ready to go down a road. You ready to go down a bad road. You had to think about Jesus Christ, amen. They crucified him. I mean, he went about doing good, and they did everything to him. And who are we no better than he is? We don't like people to talk. We don't even like nobody. Don't even think. They say, keep my name out of your mouth, so to speak. Well, don't say nothing about me and all this kind of stuff. You can't stop people from saying things about you. You know, what a wise person do. Let them say what they want to say. Ask God to help you. This and like this is what I do. Lord, keep me safe. That's the main thing I'm saying. It's like, I ain't scared. Just keep me safe. I ain't scared. It ain't like you're scared and trembling. Just keep me safe. Because my salvation is more than what they do. You know, just keep me safe. That's what you got to do. You know, you can't lose sleep. You can't be all tossed up with anxiety and stuff and all that. See, I'm getting so in my life, I don't have time for that. And if it comes my way, I gets rid of it real quick. I don't want no demon sitting on side of my bed that I can't see or don't see and worrying me about bills, worrying me about nothing. I don't want to be worried about nothing. This time in my life, I have found out that I don't have to worry about stuff. Because I've learned, God has taught me, if you bring everything to me, you don't have to worry. You may have concern, but you don't have to worry. When you're worried about something, it's like something nibbling at you all the time. Nibbling on your nerves, nibbling on your mind. Amen. Sometimes misery loves company. If you're around people, they worry all the time, for you know that spirit will be up on you. And the Lord said he causes us to have sweet sleep and rest. God don't want you, because you will not be restful when you wake up if you ain't getting no sleep. Amen. And if I have to talk to the Lord right while I'm sleeping to, or whatever I do, I talk to the Lord. The devil, get up out of my house, get out of my ear, get out of my room, wherever you at, get out. Amen. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. And say, woe unto you, all men, woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you. So did their fathers do to the false prophets. If you notice that, they say to the false prophet. They told they spoke well of them people, because the devil would speak what you want him to say. Amen. He wants you to be caught up into what somebody feel about you. It says, say, woe unto you, verse 26, woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you. It didn't say when some, it said with all. Because there's no such thing that if you're doing so good, everybody going to speak well of you. There's going to be some people that are not going to speak well of you. It said, for so did their fathers unto the false prophets. Verse 27 said, but I say unto you which hear, love your enemies. The Lord said, love your enemies. Enemies is someone that is against you, out to hurt you, out to harm you. It's not for you. God said, love your enemies. You say, why would you love the enemy? He didn't say, you don't love what they do, but he said, love them because they have a soul. People have a soul. Amen. It say, do good to them which hate you. And you cannot do any of these things without the help of the Lord. You have to pray, and sometimes you got to pray, and sometimes you got to pray, and sometimes you got to pray again, and you got to pray again, and you got to pray again for God to help you to do that. It say, bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. Despiteful means expression malice, hate, cruel, mean, nasty, spiteful. Someone that despitefully misuses you, they're doing it on purpose. It's like they are aware. There's no such thing they're not aware. They are aware of what they're doing. They're trying to make your life a living hell, just like theirs. They are despitefully doing it on purpose, expressing malice, hate, cruel, mean, nasty, and spiteful. Using you. God said, bless them. Now, you know, that's a lot for you talking about you tell you to bless somebody like that. Bless them that curse you and pray for them. He said, pray for them that despitefully misuse or precisely pray for them. Bless them that curse you and pray for them which despitefully use you. Verse 29. These are the beatitudes of the Lord. That's what we're talking about. This is what Jesus, it's written in red. This is what he is speaking. This is what his nature is like. This is what he's like. And this is a mirror for us to look in here and see, are we like that? And it says, and unto him that smite thee on one cheek, offer also the other. Now, he ain't saying if somebody literally hits you on the side of the face, you say, here, hit me again on this side. That's really not what he's saying. He's saying, if they do you bad, you do them good. Amen. And it says, read that again. And unto him that smite thee on one cheek also offer the other. And him that take away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. Verse 30 says, give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that take it away, thy goods ask them not again. God said, if you can help anybody that asks of you for something, give unto them. and don't ask for it in return. Just give it as you give unto the Lord. They want to give you something down the road back, that's them, but don't look for it in return. Amen. And it says, and as verse 31, and as ye would that men should do unto you, do ye also unto them. The way is this basically saying the way you want to be treated, treat other people that way. If you want to be treated nice, treat people nice. If you want whatever the way you want to be treated, because what it's saying, if you treat people a certain way, it's coming back to you. Yeah. That's really what it's saying. If you're nice and kind to people, considerate people, God gonna have people nice and kind to you and considerate to you. If you mean, hateful, and hard to get along, and you not nice to people, you're not gonna get nice things done to you. Can I get an amen? And it says, for if you love them which love you, what thank ye? In other words, the Lord said, if you've been nice to the only ones that's been nice to you, anybody can do that. That's what he's saying. Anybody can do that. That's easy to do. You smile at me, Sister Tiffany, I smile at you back. What about if you look at me all mean and stuff, would I still have the same smile back? That's what he's saying. It's easy to love somebody loving you, but what about the ones they ain't loving, ain't so loving? It says, if ye love them which love you, what thank ye? For sinners also love those that love them. Get everybody walking around saying, I love you. I love you. Hi. Love you. Wait till you do something they don't like. You'll find out if they love you or not. Amen. And it says, 33, And if ye do good to them which do good to you, what thank ye? What thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. Verse 34. And if ye lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive again. It says, but love ye your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again. He said, in other words, whatever you can be a help and a blessing to somebody, do it as unto the Lord without looking for a return. And it says, your reward shall be great. In other words, God will reward you for that. And ye shall be the children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. And this is true. The Lord don't let half of a sun shine for his people and not let no sunshine to the other people. He let the sun shine on the just as well as the unjust. Amen. God let it rain on the ungodly as well as the godly. Verse 36 says, be therefore merciful as your Father also is merciful. Merciful means to be forgiving. Merciful means to be compassionate. It means to be gracious. It means to be kind, forbearing. It means to look past faults and see the needs. That's God's mercy. God is merciful to us that way. The Bible speaks about the mercies of the Lord is new day by day. When you wake up in the morning, before you went to bed, you may have did a lot of things or did some things that God wasn't pleased with. And you didn't know if you was going to wake up or not, but you woke up to see another day. And the first thing should be coming to our mouth, thank you, Jesus. Because we didn't deserve some of that. We didn't deserve. That's mercy. That's God looking. The Lord said he remember our frame. So God, amen, just blot us out when we make errors and stuff. And he wants us to be the same way. We can't blot people out because they make errors and stuff. We have to be forgiving. In other words, merciful means to be forgiving and compassionate and gracious. Be ye therefore merciful as your Father is merciful. God's letting you know this is where I'm like. I am a merciful God. I'm merciful to you, so you need to be merciful to the next person. Verse 37 said, judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. In other words, to judge means to form an opinion or to conclude a matter, to pass judgment on others. Like God said, judge not. God is the only judge. He finalizes everything. We may have our opinion. Sometimes it's not good to speak our opinion. We can't be really opinionated people because we say, like it's written in stone, this person is this way. That is like that way. And God did not told us not to do that. He said if you do it to somebody else is going to do it to you. Amen. He said, he said, judge not and you shall not be judged. He said, if you don't be judged nobody else, you won't be judged. And it said, condemn means to express disapproval, to criticize, to attack, or blame. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Forgive means to, I pardon you. I forgive you. Even if you never say, they never ask you to, you got to forgive people in your heart. You can't hold grudges and things against people in your heart and think you're on your way to heaven, because you're not. You got to say, Lord, create in me a clean heart and a right spirit. You may feel like I have every right to feel the way I feel about this person, but you got to say, Lord, forgive me. Don't you know grudges and stuff like that would eat on you like a cancer? It would take you out of here. It's an inside job. It'll start from the inside and it'll eat on you. If you don't get it out your heart, it can even make you sick. It can destroy you. That's why it's not so much as for you to forgive the person is for their sake. It's to forgive them for your sake. Because they may not never get it together, but at least you got it together. You ain't let that thing rot you on out of here. Amen. You got some people in their grave now. I ain't going to never forgive them. I'll take it on to my grave. And some people took it on to their grave. Amen. And it says, I think we're about done to say, judge not and you shall not be judged. Condemn not and you shall not be condemned. Forgive and you shall be forgiven. And then they say at the bottom of the conclude the matter, it said, and if you give, it shall be given to you. God said, you ain't got to even ask God for too much. If you just do what he say do, he going to do what he already said in this word. He said, you give, I'm going to give back to you. And God give back to you in so many ways. He don't give back to you just one way. He gives you your right mind. He gives you your health, your strength. He provides for you. He makes ways for you. Amen. He takes good care. How many of you can raise your hand and know that God takes good care of you? Amen. It says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure. God says it's going to be good measure. Pressed down and shaken together and running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you met, with all, it should be given back to you again. If you're a person, and ain't speaking about this physical, you know, you can just give people items and money and stuff. But if you give love, if you give concern, if you give and do things for people to show your appreciation, show your love and stuff, yours is coming back. But as God said, before I bring it back, it's going to be so packed down because you gave from your heart. You know, you show such love and such compassion, and I'm going to give it back to you. Amen. So we're done. Amen. We thank the Lord. We're talking about the Beatitudes. Amen. I don't even know. It's probably been so long since I even spoke on this, but it's a good reminder to really go upon this to see what Jesus is like. Amen. We thank the Lord because he is just so great. God is great, and he's greatly to be praised. So we want to be more and more like him. This is 2019. And